This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
It wasn't the first time she had stood in front of a grave, in front of a tomb. It hadn't been that long since she buried her brother. It hadn't been that long since she wept in front of his tomb. But when that happened that time, her Lord wept too. He saw the people mourning her brother, Lazarus, and her Lord, who she knew had power over life and death, stood in front of that tomb with her. Her Lord and Master called her brother from the tomb, called him back from the grave, John chapter 11. But this time, there wasn't anyone to call her Lord from the grave. He was in the grave, and she was there weeping, looking for him. The singular account of Mary at the tomb is found in John chapter 20. This account says that she went to the tomb when it was still dark, before daylight. Verse 1. She was expecting to find a sealed tomb with the body of her Lord decaying inside. But instead, she saw that the tomb was open. So she immediately ran to Peter and John, letting them know that someone had stolen the body. And so Peter and John came and inspected the tomb. They saw the linens and no body of Jesus was there. So they left, but she stayed. Verse 11 through 15 records what happened next. And Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and see as two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Mary had been a follower of Jesus for a long time. 6 days before the Passover, Mary was the woman who anointed her master's feet with oil and wiped them with her hair. John chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. And yet here she stood at the tomb weeping, accusing a gardener of stealing her Lord's body. Maybe it was still dark, but still Mary didn't recognize Jesus. Maybe he didn't allow her to recognize him, or maybe her grief was so intense, so strong that her mind just wasn't able to comprehend what it told her was not possible, that her master was right there in front of her. But in verse 16, something changed. Jesus said unto her, Mary, and she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. You see, when he spoke her name, she knew immediately it was her Lord, verse 13. Perhaps it was because he spoke her name, and that brought her back to reality, or maybe he allowed her to discern it was him. But when he said her name, she knew him, because she was listening to his voice. In John chapter 10, Jesus gives the parable of the sheep and the shepherd. And in verse 27, he summarizes saying, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know, we've all been there, like Mary, when it seems that hope has been drowned out, I don't know, maybe by grief, or maybe for some of us, the struggle is in what is happening maybe now. Now, when there are so many different voices, so much noise, so much static, we don't even know who to believe. But like Mary, the only way to understand what is real, what is right, what can bring us back to seeing the hope again, is to stop and listen to the shepherd. David said in Psalms 119, verse 11, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Colossians 3, verse 16a records Paul saying, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." You know, if you keep reading in chapter 20 of John, after Mary heard Jesus, she told the disciples that she had seen Jesus, what he had spoken to her. Verse 18. That's all she needed to reassure that all was going to be okay, that everything was right. What she needed were the words of her Lord and Master, because she was his sheep. And it is for this, the comfort and hope that comes with being a sheep and listening to my shepherd's voice and following. It is for this that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.